Hello, everybody, and welcome to this American Idol recap week two. I'm Jacob Adler of Tom Frank Studios. I wasn't able to fit the American Idol recap into the show on Saturday, so I'll just do a separate show, if I can't from now on Sunday. So here it is, American Idol recap of week two. Let's not waste any time. Let's start off with the good. Now, the American Idol was in San Diego and Charleston, South Carolina this last week on those two episodes, and we want to start off with some good ones. We don't want to give you all the bad ones. We have a couple good ones in here. Let's start off with a good one. Tatiana Ostapowicz. She comes in, sings pretty well. Not one of the best we've heard so far this season, but definitely promising.
What are you going to sing for us?
Someone to watch over me.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tatiana.
I don't think you're as good as you think you are.
Ooh.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
No, I don't.
I would challenge him on that.
I don't, because I don't think you're ever going to be great. I think you're good, but you're not great.
What's the problem here?
There is no problem.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't have a problem.
Yes or no, Simon?
Let me prove you wrong, Simon.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Paula, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, Paula.
I say yes. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Thank you.
Work it out.
Thank you. I will. I'll show you. Thank you.
All right, so she gets through to Hollywood. She's okay. You know, I'm going to make a prediction on some of these people. Maybe I should keep track of these predictions. Let me get a pen out here. I do not think she makes it past Hollywood. So I'm going to put a no next to her name. And I'll keep track of this. Next one. One thing I love about American Idol are these people who come on the show and are like, adore these artists. And they try to mimic them on the show and they really suck. And here's one of them. Her name is Valerie Rees. She's a Mariah Carey lover. Here's her explaining her adoration to Mariah Carey.
My name is Valerie Reyes, and I'm the next American Idol.
What songs do you listen to be ready?
Mariah Carey.
You like Mariah?
Yeah.
That's a tough, I mean, she's a tough artist. Those are tough songs.
Yeah, she is. Mariah Carey, oh my gosh. Woo, that's my girl. I love her. I've been listening to her ever since I was a little girl. I'll be singing it anywhere, when I'm walking down the street, wherever. And people were like, whoa, did you have like Mariah playing? I'm like, no, that was me.
All right, so obviously she really loves Mariah Carey. That's her girl. And she sings Mariah Carey, and people think that it's really Mariah Carey. I don't really know what's going on. Anyway, so let's see. Does she actually sing like Mariah Carey? I'm pretty sure you can probably guess the answer, but here we go.
How could I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here staking every breath with you, you. You're the only one who really knew me at all. Take a look at me now. Take a look at me, me.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Yes! Wow.
I hope that's like good and not bad.
Well, no, it's not actually. The only resemblance to Mariah Carey would be Mariah Carey's CD left out in the sun for a year and then trying to play it.
So, obviously not as good as Mariah Carey. It almost sounded like she was yodeling there. It was really kind of funny. And then the ending where she got really high-pitched. So she's bad. Let's go to the next one. Now, this next one is interesting. These two friends come in, and they, of course, think that they're amazing and wonderful. Here, let's have them explain their situation.
I'm Christopher Baker.
My name is Monique Gibson.
I'm in the healthcare field.
I'm a nurse, and I'm a singer.
Singing is just something I've always loved to do. Everywhere that I go, if I'm singing somewhere, I turn heads.
I'm predicting that I'll go to Hollywood and make it to the finals and make it to the end.
And I think that we're both Hollywood material, and I feel that we have the look.
There's another thing I love. I love the people who say that they're singing, they're walking down the street and they're singing, and people are just like crowding around them and cheering and turning heads. because it's never true. Because no one ever does that. Have you ever seen somebody walking down the street and singing, and people just like gather around them and just start throwing money at them? No. So they predict they're going to go to Hollywood. They predict that the one woman even says, I'm going to the finals. Like, she's really confident. So let's see. Do they actually make it to Hollywood? Are they actually any good? Here's both of them. Well, no, wait. The first one is of just Monique Gibson singing, and then I'll play Christopher singing.
I will play the fool forever. She has to be with the you forever.
It's a different song.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be pointless.
I believe in miracles and love.
Right. Well, unfortunately, not one word of that chorus is going to happen.
Okay.
Seriously, Monique.
What about this? Oh, when you walk. Oh, when you walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine.
I'm not getting through to you, am I?
It's gotta be something.
No, there's nothing.
I don't wanna be down.
No, there's nothing.
There's not a song.
There's nothing.
Not a word. Not a note, Monique, which is going to rescue you.
Are you serious?
Nothing.
So I went through so much trying to get here, and I know I could sing. And then for you guys to tell me no,
oh. Aww. Gonna get here. You can't sing. All right, take it. And Lathe. All right, so she couldn't sing. She sucked. She didn't get through to Hollywood. Let's see how her friend Christopher Baker fared out. And then I'm sure you can probably guess. So then we attached to this clip as well is their reaction to their lack of Hollywoodness.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Thank you.
Now give them a sense of pride.
Christopher.
To make it easier. Now let the children's laughter.
Thank you, Christopher. No children will be laughing after that. Does that sound good to you, Christopher?
Yes, it does, sir.
Well, you and I are listening to two very different things.
Wow.
Because there wasn't a single note in tune.
The very first time I saw your brown eyes.
Christopher.
Your lips said hello.
Are you in pain, dog? Are you in
Christopher.
Pain? Are you in pain?
Why are you staring at me when you sing?
Dog, you can't think that sounded good, did you?
I believe it sounded good.
No,
sir.
No, it doesn't. The reality is, there's not a single person on planet Earth who would ever pay to hear you sing.
I understand your opinion, Simon, and I'm going to sing the song in a lower tone.
And here I go.
I believe the children are our future.
Out of tune.
Teach them well and let them lead the
Christopher,
way.
Christopher, I'm really
out of tune. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
I was in tune.
Hang on, I think there's another song coming.
No!
You
no,
are so beautiful.
No, Christopher, dog. It's a no. It's a no, man.
Everybody that didn't believe in me, you know, I'm going on with my life, and that's just that.
American I,
forget
bye
you through,
bye.
Forget you through A to Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, woo, woo,
no.
Mwah, mwah.
Was that freestyle?
That's a little freestyle for you. Bye.
Okay, I didn't understand any of the end in there. Well, anyways, we'll get to it, you know, because to save you from the badness of those two, let's go to a good one. Samantha Musa singing. I don't remember what she was singing, but let's take a listen. Apparently she was good. She went to Hollywood.
Though you don't call anymore, I sit and wait in vain. I guess I'll rap on your door, tap on your window pane. I wanna tell you, baby, about the changes I've been going through. Missing you, listen you, till you come back to me. That's what I'm gonna do.
I forgot who she was when I originally introduced the clip. I think you know, for my opinion, listened to that for several times. I think she's one of the best we've heard thus far in the auditions. Now, granted, we haven't heard everybody who's auditioned because they always cut the good ones out and give us the crap. But I think that was one of the best ones we've heard in the auditions thus far. Very impressed. However, we must get back to more bad ones because, hey, all the auditions are all about the bad performers. This one, the next one, is Alberto Hurtado. And he's this, you probably remember him if you watch the show. He's the crazy guy who wants to have peace with his soul or whatever through singing and some BS. He was the hippie dude. And his intro and singing right here.
Me singing is like the ultimate revealing of my soul. And I've always been too scared to do that. Not even my own mother has heard my singing voice. I get my inspiration from my imagination. Sometimes I just get so lost in my imaginations that I kind of live there. Maybe a little too much. I've thought about this day for a long time, and opening that door and walking in front of the judges. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's gonna happen.
What are you gonna sing?
I made my own song.
You've written a song. What's it called?
Live.
Live.
Here I am. This is me, standing with my heart upon my sleeve. It's a tragedy. It takes a tragedy.
Yeah, all right, Alberto. Well, that's cheered us up. It's probably the most depressing song I've ever heard in my life.
But it has a happy end.
It has a happy end.
Happy ending, yes.
Well, sing me the happy ending then, because I left it on tragedy.
Okay. It's a tragedy.
That's the happy ending.
A tragedy. No.
Just keep singing. Wait. Keep singing, Alberto.
To force open our eyes and make us see.
All right, so that's the happy ending.
Well, there's more.
It's not quite the end yet.
Oh, well, I'm guessing that.
Like, finish it up.
Just give me the last happy note.
Okay. Spread your wings.
And fly.
Never looking back.
No, Simon.
On what could have been. To live the life that...
Okay, Alberto, you're making it gloomy.
I'm sorry. Well, it's a gloomy story that I...
So Alberto depressed the hell out of everybody and was talking about his gloomy story. But hey, don't worry, because Alberto still has some wonderful talents. And I believe his manager... The hell is that? Sorry. I believe his manager or aunt... Or some woman at the end of this segment was listing off Alberto's talents. And hey, if you don't think this guy is talented, you're wrong.
He is talented in many, many ways. Artistic, creative, floral, design. He's got it going on. Big time.
He's got it going on. He is floral, whatever that is. I don't know if that means he's good at flowers or if he can grow them. I don't know what it means, but he is floral. Moving on, though, from Alberto, we must get back to more, well, really, really bad and disturbing category. Crystal and Randy met their couple item. They come on the show. They meet on Idol message boards. What a coincidence. And also coincidence, they are going to audition, and they point out the area in which they met by. They met by a trash can, believe it or not. They met by a trash can. Take a listen.
My name is Crystal Ortiz. I'm currently living in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm 26 years old.
My name is Randy Stark. I live in Abilene, Texas, and I'm 27.
The two of you are an item?
Yes.
Okay, and how did you meet?
We met on AmericanIdol.com message boards. Romeo and
Juliet. Pretty well known as one of the gurus on there, giving out advice and tips and suggestions.
That... Master Yoda, take you to Simon, he will. He was patient with all my stupid questions.
And we just hit it off. We first met right over there, right by that trash can.
And a beautiful trash can it was, let me tell you. It's one of those trash cans with the dual, you can throw the trash in the front and the back. Amazing trash can. So they go on and they audition, and you can probably guess they're going to suck. And it was really, really, really disturbing. And I need to share it with you. So let's take a listen to the disturbing song that Crystal and Randy sung to each other, mind you.
All right, so what are you guys singing?
It's called She's More by Andy Griggs.
I like blue eyes, hers are brown. She's not the girl I dreamed about. And her, and she's not as tall as I had planned. 5'1" isn't tall. She's not the girl that I pictured at all. Like those paint-by-number fantasies I've had.
So it caught me by complete surprise when my heart got lost in those deep blue eyes. He's not at all what I was looking for. She's more than I dreamed of.
Okay. All right, well, that was complete torture.
Oh, no.
It says here that you give advice about auditions on the message boards. What do you say?
I talk more about the audition process and what to expect, because I've done it before.
I mean, Randy, that was a horrible audition, if I'm being honest with you.
Should I not sing at family stuff anymore?
No. If I was in your family, I'd ask you not to.
Oh. I just wanted to know if my parents were blind.
Deaf.
All right, so Randy here gives suggestions on the message boards about auditions. I have a new one. Okay, for starters, don't go on as a couple because you're going to suck. If you met by any form of garbage disposal, be it trash can, sewer, anything, you're going to suck. Don't even mind going on. We're going to start a list of American Idol rules here. Based upon what we saw this season, American Idol rules. Number one, if you're a couple, you're going to suck. And number two, if you met by a trash can, well, this would be 1B. If you met by a trash can or any form of garbage disposal, you are going to suck. It's a pattern. It's happening. All right. So this next clip I want you to listen to the intro, because you're going to be surprised at his singing. This it's a brother and sister. You're going to be surprised. All right. Let's listen to the intro, and I want you to make a judgment based upon how you think he's going to sing, based upon your knowledge of American Idol and the patterns we've seen. How do you think this guy's going to be?
I'm Michelle Lampkin.
And I'm Jeffrey Lampkin. This is my big sister.
And this is my little brother.
Wow.
You seem like you'd be shy. Now, you really like to come out of your shell and perform?
Who's shy? Anybody can sing, but you gotta have that ow factor. Ow. Yeah, girl.
All right, so I watched this clip on TV and I said, oh, great, another big old fat gay guy who's gonna suck. Because we see it all the time, right? Well, I was shocked when I heard this.
What are you going to say?
We're going to do a piece of I'm Your Angel by R. Kelly and Celine Dion.
I'll be your cloud up in the sky. I'll be your shoulder when you cry. I'll hear your voices when you call me. I am your angel.
Okay, Jeffrey, my opinion, I thought you were better than your sister.
Dog, I thought you were the bomb, man.
Thank you.
I thought it was really, really good and entertaining, and it was all in pitch, in tune. I'm like, yeah, that's what it's about.
Okay, Randy, yes or no?
Yes to Jeffrey.
And no to the sister?
Yeah.
Paula?
I say yes to Jeffrey and yes to Michelle.
And I'm going to go...
to Simon.
With Paula.
Welcome to Hollywood, both of you!
Oh my God!
I can't split.
Just 2 seconds, Simon. 1, 2.
I can't split you two up.
Ha ha! I got my ticket! Ha ha! I got a ticket! Ha ha! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus!
All right, prediction time. So, Michelle. She will not go anywhere. She's a no. I'm going to pull out a shocker with this Jeffrey guy, though. I think he goes far, and I forgot to do a prediction with the other girl that was good. What was her face? Samantha Musa. I say yes to her. Okay? So I have a no to Michelle, yes to Jeffrey. Now we got to go on to Amy Flynn, who is this, like, quaint little country girl who goes, basically goes around and talks about abstinence and not having sex. So she walks into the place and she mentions that, and of course she has to give a no sex speech to Simon, and let me tell you, a very uplifting speech at that.
I'm Amy Catherine. Amy Catherine, AC, whatevs.
So, Amy, besides being a student, what else do you do? What's going on with you?
I'm the captain of my dance team, and I'm a STARS panelist, Students Teaching and Respecting Sexuality, so I preach about abstinence, and...
Simon needs that course.
Well, yeah. Randy Jackson.
Yeah, Simon needs that heavily, Simon.
I could give you a good speech if you'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Like, let's say that you're like, oh, I really love my boyfriend or girlfriend, whichever way, you know. And you're like, oh, I've been with them for so long, I should have sex with them. Like, it's totally cool. We've been together for forever. Then you're like, if you're going to marry them, why can't you wait another 5-6 years? And then you're like, oh, then we're going to do it then. And then you're like, we waited all that time, and now it's, like, really special. Like, we have such self-control. I just think it's...
Amy, I think you're absolutely right.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's...
I want to listen to that clip one more time, and I meant to do this when I was playing it originally, because I think it's hilarious how many times she's like, let's count. Alright, do I have a dinging noise we can play every time she says it? Let me see if I have got something here. I don't know if I've got a dinging noise. Some form of noise I will play every time she says it. Hold on, let me find something here. Ah, darn it. Alright, okay. Every time she says, like, we're going to play this noise. Okay? So let's listen in again, and we will count. Oh, hold on.
Besides being a student, what else do you do? What's going on with you?
I'm the captain of my dance team, and I'm a STARS panelist, Students Teaching and Respecting Sexuality, so I preach about abstinence, and...
Simon needs that... course.
Well, yeah. Randy Jackson.
Yeah, Simon needs that heavily, Simon.
I could give you a good speech if you'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Like, let's say that you're like, oh, I really love my boyfriend or girlfriend, whichever way, you know. And you're like, oh, I've been with them for so long, I should have sex with them. Like, it's totally cool. We've been together for forever. Then you're like, if you're going to marry them, why can't you wait another 5-6 years? And then you're like, oh, then we're going to do it then. And then you're like... We waited all that time, and now it's, like, really special. Like, we have such self-control. I just think it's...
Amy, I think you're absolutely right.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's nice.
9 times. And correct me if I counted incorrectly, but it was 9 times. So she said like in there. Way to represent the youth of America, Amy. All right, so she does go on, and she does sing. And it's actually surprisingly not all... I mean, it's not horrible... I mean, it's better than what you heard a lot, but, you know, she got through to Hollywood, so let's take a listen.
Oh, what are you going to sing, Amy?
Reflections by Christina Aguilera.
Good song.
Okay. Go for it.
Look at me, you may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me. Every day, it's as if I played a part. Who is that girl? Staring straight back at me. When will my reflection show who I am inside?
A lot of people are going to find you annoying, Amy.
No, they're not.
A lot of people will like you, Amy, and there's a lot of people who are going to find you very annoying.
No,
but you're interesting.
Say that.
Because you are very, very confident. I don't think you're as good as you think you are.
Okay, so Simon, yes or no?
I loved it.
Yes.
I agree with Simon. People will... I find her horribly irritating. People will find her irritating, and if she even makes it past the judges in the next round, she's not going anywhere. But I don't think she's even going that far, so I put a no down for her. Now, the next clip is really one of my favorites of this entire show, because I love the people, like I said before, who come in, who think they're just the most amazing singers ever. They always claim, I stop crowds, and people want to listen to... And I love that because then when they get rejected, they're just like flabbergasted as if they didn't really know they sucked. So here's one woman. She's named Aretha after the great Aretha Franklin, and she butchers whatever song she was singing. I don't really remember what it was. But whatever it was, it sucked.
And who are you as good as?
I'm as good as Fantasia and all the other idols that are out right now. I am as good.
Wow.
As good. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to have to look and very much farther. I don't want to have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. So don't make me close one more door.
Aretha, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Right. The funny blue dress, the huge belt, the screaming, it didn't work. And the singing was terrible.
Oh, I have a beautiful voice.
No, you do not have a beautiful voice,
Aretha.
I do
have a beautiful
voice.
My voice
murdered that Whitney Houston song.
Amazing. It is amazing. To my family, to people that don't even know me. I stop crowds.
Yes, I bet.
I do. I stop crowds. People listen to me because they're just like, wow.
You mean the crowd disappears when you sing? You seriously murdered the Whitney Houston song?
No.
You did?
I think I did a good job.
So, Aretha, you can't sing.
I can sing. I'm not even
well
going to hear that. Yeah, they got bad opinions on music, totally.
They got bad opinions on music, totally. I love her thing when Simon goes, no, you can't sing. She goes, yes, I can. I'm not even going to hear that. I stop crowds. Oh, I love it. So that does it for this American Idol recap, week two. We'll have a week three recap. Maybe, maybe not during the show next week. We'll see. It depends on how much time I have to fill. And if not, we'll do another one like today on Sunday. We're going to leave you with one more clip full of this week. And until next week, enjoy American Idol. Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe at 8 both nights, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me. Check the website. Goodbye.
And I am telling you I'm not going. Even though the rough times are showing, no, there's no way, no, no, no way. And you, you're gonna love me. Yeah. You're gonna love me.
It wasn't a great audition, Joshua.
You got a voice, but it ain't good enough.
I don't have a good voice?
It ain't good enough.
Well, guess what? Y'all should never ever come to South Carolina. This is what you're gonna get. This show is fake and rigged. I can sing. I knew I was gonna get cut. I told everybody that. I did not make it. They say I can't sing. They said nobody here can sing, basically, in South Carolina.
So no, they didn't say that, did they?
Yeah, they said they have no talent in South Carolina. It's been on every news station that South Carolina sucks. American Idol sucks. The judges sucks.